friend, I'll kill you. The halacha is you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to go and kill your friend. That's these three mitzvahs that are even doicha the pasuk of b'chai b'hem. Even though he said usually b'chai b'hem, you're allowed to do the avera to keep yourself alive. These three things are the exception. You're not allowed to be oved avoy dezorah. You're not allowed to be boil an isha that's osa to you, and you're not allowed to kill somebody else. Poshuta means another Yisrael. You can't kill another Yisrael. A guy, I don't think this halacha applies to a guy. Applies only to another Yisrael. You're not allowed to kill another Yisrael. Verse says avoy dezorah hodi amarim. How do we know that avoy dezorah is supposed to let yourself be killed and not be eved avoy dezorah? That was a pasuk, that a new pasuk for Yahavtos Hashem Lekecho, the chol nafshecho, means even you have to be moise nefesh to have avos Hashem. What the Ran says, the biggest fear with avos Hashem is eved avoy dezorah, so you're not allowed to be eved avoy dezorah, even if it means letting yourself be killed. Gilur aroyis hashvichas dom, how do we know these two svaris? These two psukim are not a fear with avos Hashem. If you kill somebody else and you have a gilur aroyis, that's not a fear with avos Hashem. So how do we know that these two averas also, you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the avera? You have no heter to do the avera. So Gemara says to Tanya, the Raya is like this. So the Tanya, Rebbe Yoyme, Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Ki kasha yokum ish al reyeyo verotzchoy, what? Nefesh talking about there being boila nara marosa. Somebody was boila nisha, nara marosa means an isha that had kedushin with another man, so she's mamash also to this boil. When the boil was boiled, this isha, the pasuk says it's as if somebody goes and kills somebody else. It's the same way if you boil an isha. So the pasuk says being boila nisha, having tashmash with an isha, is the same thing like killing somebody. So the mar v'chi ma inyin rotsayach Eitzel Nara Marosa, what does one have to do with the other? Here the person was going to have Tashmish to be boiled on Isha. What does that have to do with going to kill somebody? The mother says, Harei Zebo Lalamid, it's coming to teach you something, then in Salamit, and you learn out, it itself learns out Dinim to it itself. We learn out both ways. We learn out Hilchos Retzayach to Nara Marosa, and we learn out Achidosh Nara Marosa back to Retzayach, like this. Makish Retzayach Nara Marosa. We learn out that the Indian of being boil and isha nara marosa is the same way you're going to kill somebody. What's the limud? That man nara marosa, just like when a man is going to have tashmish to boil this isha. The loch is nitein lihatziloi benafshay. If somebody else, a third person, sees the way Reuven is going to take this isha that has kedushim with a man, so she's also to Reuven. If Shimon sees that Reuven is going to have tashmish with this isha, Shimon is allowed to stop Reuven from doing it. And even if the only way he can stop him is by killing him, he's allowed to kill him. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Rashi, Niten Latziloi, Niten Rishus L'Roya. If a third person sees the way this man is going to have tashmish with this lady, he has a right to kill him. Shuroidef Achreif, a man, the Reuben is running after this Isha. She Atzilenu Mimenu Benavshe Shuroidef. You're allowed to save her even if it means killing this Reuben. Why? Kedachsev, the Pasuk says, V'yein Mashiach Loi, Lo. There was nobody there to help her. Mashmohim yesh mashiach. If there was somebody else there, sorach lo yeshia. There's a mitzvah you're supposed to save a helper. Tuchol asher yuchol. Anything that you could do. Avada metchila, try and beat the guy up, try and break his arm, try and do something to him. But mashmafilu barigosoi. In en yochol lahatzo v'yechad me'avar v'yagenu. If you have no other way of stopping this man from being boiled as isha, you can't break his arm, you can't stop him. The only way is by shooting a gun, killing him. You have a mitzvah to kill him. Torah says you're supposed to save him. So we learn out the law, if somebody is being boiled on isha, that's also to him. If a person is there, he has a right to kill the person. Nitin latzilo benashrei. It's the same law afrot seich. The same thing if Reuven is going to kill Shimon, if Reuven's a ratzeich, a murderer, he's about to kill Shimon now. Nitin latzilo benashrei. We learn out that if a third person is there and he's watching, he sees the way Reuven is about to kill Shimon, he has a right to go and stop that murderer. He has a right to stop Reuven, even if the only way he can stop Reuven is by killing Reuven. He's called a roidif now. Reuven is being roidif. He's killing somebody. Halacha is anybody else has a right to go and kill Reuven now to stop him from killing somebody. Rashi Yorag. The Rashi is here. So that's one limud. That's what we learn out from Nara Marosa says this Chiddush, that somebody else is allowed to stop the person from being boiled isha, who adin by Rotzeach. If Reuven is about to kill Shimon now, anybody is allowed to save Shimon by killing Reuven. That's one limud. Now, from Nara Marosa and Rotzeach, we also learn out the opposite way, a Chiddush from Nara Marosa, from the din of Rotzeach. What's the chiddush that says by Rotzeach? Mar Rotzeach, just like when you want to kill somebody, is alocha yohoreg v'yal yaver. You're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the avera. That means if a guy, if somebody's there, not anybody, a guy's with a gun at you and tells you, if you don't kill your friend, I'm going to kill you. The halacha is you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to do the avera killing somebody else. We'll soon see how we know this. But vice versa, we know this, that by Ratzayach is Yehoreg, you have to let yourself be killed, v'yal yaver. You're not allowed to do the avera of killing somebody else. Is af nara marosa, that's the pasuk, says Ekish, the same thing. If somebody comes to a man and says, if you're not going to be boiled this isha now, and she's an isha that's also to you, if you're not going to do it, we'll kill you, the halacha is to horig, the man has to let himself be killed, v'yal taver, and he shouldn't be over the avera. Now this is like Tosfos says, the Tosfos pirush ha-boil. He's only talking about the man. The man, if a guy or anybody says to the man, I'll kill you, if you don't have tashmish with the isha, the man has to let himself be killed. Avol he, but the isha itself, let's say the opposite way. A man comes to an isha and says, I'll kill you if you don't let me have tashmish with you, she doesn't have to let herself be killed. Avol he, she herself, she boiled. V'leiti hori. The karka oilamu. It's a svara, she's not doing any maisa. She's like karka oilam. She's like the ground. She's just staying there, and now this person is coming into her. So who's doing the maisa? The person is doing the man is doing the maisa via, he's doing the maisa. So he's not allowed to do it. But if the man says to the isha, I'll kill you if you don't let me do it, she's allowed to let him do it. Because she's not doing any maisa, she's just staying still. So the whole limit is from Rotzeach. How do we know that by boil and isha, you're not allowed to do it, let yourself be killed? We learn it out from Rotzeach. Now by Rotzeach, the other case is the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else. So you say, you have no right to do a maisa killing somebody else. So that's all. We learn out you can't do a maisa either killing, because you can't do a maisa man to be boil an isha. That you have no right to do. But the isha herself, she's like a svara, she's not doing anything, she's just karka olam, she's mutter. So that's the limit. What Maravot says, just like Rotzeach, Yehoreg, if somebody says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, you have to let yourself be killed, v'yal yaver, can't do the avera, af nara marosam, tihoreg v'yal taver, you're not allowed to do the maisa avera, but you have to let yourself be killed. How do we know this? From this Gzeir Shovah. Shreti Gemara Zol, v'shvichas dono gufa minolan. How do we know this svara by killing? Like, why not? If somebody says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, how do we know you're not allowed to kill the other person to save yourself? The svara always is v'chaybehem. You're supposed to kill, keep yourself alive. So here, the only way you keep yourself alive is by killing somebody else. So how do I know you're not allowed to kill the other person? So Gemara says svaru. This is a reasoning. This is a svara. Kiho, like the maisa kihu, the yos l'kaim the rova. Somebody came in front of Rava. Omalei, he told Rava like this. Mori Duroy, Rashi says that was the governor, Moshe Lir, the governor of the city. Omalei told me like this. Zil katle lepalni. Go, they told me I have to go kill my friend. Vilai, and if I don't kill my friend, katlin lechot will kill you. So what's the loch in such a case? Omalei, so Rava answered back. Lik lechot, let yourself be killed. Vilai tiktol, and you have no right to kill your friend. Why not? Because my chazis, who says, the dom of the doch sumatrei, who says your blood is redder than your blood, than your friend's blood? Dilma, dom of the hu gavra sumatrei. Maybe your blood, your friend's blood is redder than you. In other words, who says you're more chashav than your friend is? Maybe your friend is more chashav than you. So that's the svara why you're not allowed to kill your friend. Therefore, you have no right to do the maisa averum. Therefore, you have to shevi atase, don't do anything. So if the guy says, I'll kill you, you have to let yourself be killed. Now, the kasha that you all ask here is, we have it as a mishnah. When hurry, not hurry, it's a mishnah like that, that talks about if you have an aveda, almost the two people are drowning in a river, and you can only save one at a time, who are you supposed to save first? So the ganze cheshbon in the mishnah, the more chashva person comes first. Think your father comes first, your rebbe comes first, or Talmud Chacham comes first, a Kayin comes before a Levi before Yisrael. There's a ganze say, who's more chashuv than the other one? Like here, you have a bum here, and here you have a chashuv a yid. So Chur and Svar, Avad, I would say, the chashuv yid, the tzaddik, his blood is more redder than this bum here. And still the Gemara says, no, you can never say, who says his blood is redder than yours? What do you mean? There's enough in the Mishnah when you question of who's greater, there's a say to who is greater. So really Rashi wants to shine a little bit. But the chiddush here is, there, you, Stams, two people are drowning. So there's no avera, you're not doing any avera, you want to do a mitzvah. Which one should you go doing first? About there's a svara, that person is more chashav, he's your rebbe, he's your father, he comes first before somebody else. But here there's a shaila, you want to do an avera though. You want to have hetzer to kill your friend in order to save yourself. Now, the only time you say a raya, you have a heter to do an aver with the pasuk says v'chay behem. Torah says you're supposed to keep yourself alive. Like you're saying, if you're sick and the only medicine you have is chazer, you're allowed to eat the chazer, keep yourself alive. So Rashi says those svar is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to stay alive. He doesn't want an ibud neshama. You can do any aver you want, achutz from these three averis, as long as you're keeping yourself alive. That's what Hashem wants. Ma'ashen can hear the monashach, one person is going to be dead. There's going to be ibud neshama. Either you're going to be killed, or else you're going to kill your friend. So monashach, somewhere going to be, one nefesh is going to be lost. So in this case, you don't have the svar of achaydem anymore, because somewhere is going to be lost. So now you want to know, do you have a right to do an avera? No, you have no head to do an avera. Who gave you the right to kill your friend? You're doing an avera. The only hit that you have to do an avera is because you want to keep yourself alive. The svar of keeping yourself alive is usually where nobody's dying. If nobody's going to be dead here, then we said the Yavishter would rather you do the avera and keep yourself alive. But here in Manashach, one of the two people is going to die. So now you want to know, do you have a hit to do the avera? That no. Hey, such a big svar to say that your blood is so much greater than his blood, to say that Hashem would let you do this avera, that you have Mariah. Hey, it's the Mishnah over there is not talking about you're doing an Aveira. There you have two people drowning in a river. You can only save one. Which one should you save? There's a Svara. This one's more Choshev. Save him first. But there you're not doing any Aveira. But here, when you want to do an Aveira, you have to kill somebody. The Aveira of killing, you don't have a Chai Behem. Because the Manashach, there's going to be an Ibn Neshama. Someone's going to be dead here. And Hashem doesn't want the Ibn Neshama. So you have to have a right for you to do the Aveira. That's a Svara. You have no right to kill somebody else. Therefore, for a Tzerech, it's a Svara. Now, the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill your friend, you have no right to kill your friend. Therefore, the din is shev, you have to stay still, and daven, hope that he won't kill you, that's all. So, who are din? By Naam Aras is also the same thing. By Naam Aras, that's the Hekeshir, that somebody says, I'll kill you if you don't boil the seashell, you're not allowed to do the Maisavera, you have no head to do the Avera. Yeah. Right. Moral, who, yeah. Yeah. Ma Baravashi. Maisa Ma Baravashi Ashkhil Ravini found Ravina to Shayef Lo Labrate. He smeared his daughter, it's Ravina, smeared his daughter that was sick, but Gahurkidola. He took some fruits, the juice of Orla, and he smeared it on his daughter. Even though Orla was also Bano, his vice that she was sick, so he put this for Rafua to heal her up. He used Orla to heal her up. Omale, so Ma Baravashi is Ravina. When does those sugi before to say that you can do refuas even with the nisr? That's b'shas ha'sakana. That's only if it's ha'sakana s'fosh, just b'chayim b'hem, you have a right to do an aveira. Or b'shlei b'shas ha'sakana, if you thought here his daughter wasn't sick, she still had some pimples on her face. So with some pimples, you're not allowed to smear Ola, that's an issue derived to having hano from Ola. Mi yoma, did the rabbonim never say it's mutter to have hano from Ola? So one teretz was omalei. Hi, ishasa tzemirta nami k'shas ha'sakana damya. Is this scab that my daughter had on her face wasn't some scab. It was a type of a scab that could come with a sakona. So that's why I was Murray Hetta, you're allowed to use Orla. Even though Orla is awesome with the rice that I have an from, but here it was a sakona snafashas, that's why I was Makel to do it. Rashi says, Gurkid Orla Boiser means Zaysim Katanim. He took small, unripe olives. Mishur Mafua, he serve a mutl shapas bisuri anor. Ishtatar, the smirta, chaylish kari maluya, smirta, some type of a fever she had. And the answer to this fever was a tzkonas nefoshes. That's why Ravina was makel to have hanom from the Orla. And he could be on another terrace was like this. Omalei, midi derech hanom ki avidna. Did I have hanom? Did I take the hanom of the Orla derech hanom? So Rashi, derech hanom soy, liyachas she is bashlu, v'yotzi shomno mebeis haban. Hey, the derech hanom of olives would have been to let the olives grow fully ripe, and then take them mebeis haban in the press, and press them out, and that oil, if you use that oil, that's called Derech Hanom. Here Rashi says before, Gehurki, the oil was, Boisa Zaysen Katanim. He took unripe olives. So the cloud is not a Derech to use that. So Mel is called the Ptura Shleika Derech Hanom. So this Gemara, the Rishonim bring a Raya, that we have before, if you have Hanom from Yisuri Noh, Shleika Derech Hanom, before we just had a Lashon, ain't Leukin Love, you don't get Malkus. So we clear then, does it mean just you don't get Malkus, but it's still also Midiraisa, or else no Midiraisa, it's Mutagomer. So from here they bring the Raya that's Ramesh Mutagomer. Because what did he do here? The second terrace was his daughter was not a Sakonis Tafoshis. His daughter Stam had a little sickness. She was a little bit sick. So he took this Orla, and he has Hanoh, Shalaki Derech Hanoh. So if you learn it's just
there's no malchus for sasim midiraisa. How could he do that? She wasn't the sakana. Hello, my tzurayish loyke derech hanoz mutagama midiraisa. It's only yasim midirabonin. And the mokim refuah, the mokim machalad rabonin weren't goyza. As when a person is sick, even though it's not a sakana sefoshes, just a regular person that's sick, then the rabbanu will matter their iser of shloike derech hanoa. So it's like Yavarai from this Gemara, that shloike derech hanoa is mutim midiraiser, it's only yosim midirabonim, and the mokim, machoyle, even not a sakana, the rabbanu will make it. There's a new sugi now, famous big sugi here. Itma, we learned. Hanoa habola liyodim bar korchoi. If somebody has hanoa, enjoyment, from something that's also banoa, Baal Korcha means like really he was forced into it. He didn't really want it. Like here's the case, let's say you have a Beis Avodah Zarah, that they have some nice psalmim there. And the psalmim, what smells there, is from the Avodah Zarah, it's also banoah. Avodah Zarah is also banoah, so if you have psalmim, something that smells good from the Avodah Zarah, it's also to smell it. It's Yisra no smelling it. Now you're walking down the street, and happens to be on the street, there's a Beis Avodah Zarah there, that just got finished burning up all their spices, and the marrow smells tremendously. And you're walking down the road, that's called Bar Korchai. Really, you didn't realize it, you didn't really want to have a noah, but Bar Korchai, by you, the nose came in, the smell came into your nose, and you smelled it. What's the locha? Is it osur or not? So Mar says, Itma hanoah habolo leodah Bar Korchai. Like by force, some hanoah, some smell went into your nose. Is Abaye Rama Muteris? Abaye says it's muter. Since you didn't want it, it's bar korcha, it's mutter. Rabbi Ramer Asur, Rabbi says no. Lamaisa, the smell went into your nose and you smelled with vice versa, you had enough from it, therefore it's also. Let's see Rashi. Muteres. Rashi says muteres, according to Baye, means ain't sorach, lifer, shemelik, leforish. You don't have to go away. You're walking down the street and the smell of the Avodah Zarah comes into your nose, according to Baye, it's muteres, you can keep on walking, you don't have to walk away. Rav holds no, it's Asura, and mainly you have to walk away. If the smell comes into nose, you have to start fast running away from it. So Gemara explains what's the machlokes like this. So Gemara, Efsher v'kol mechavin, if it's possible for you to walk into another street, if you want to, there's another street to walk down, and you don't pick the other street, but you pick this street where the Beis Avodah Zarah is, and you know there's going to be smell there. V'kol mechavin, and another thing also, when you pass by it, you take a nice good breath there, smell, and your mamash mechavim to have a no from it. Alright, so that this mark says everybody holds the saucer. Hu adin loy efsher, let's say no, there's no two roads. You have to go to work now, there's only one road to get down there. This is the only way to go. About kol ponam mekum mechavim though. But when you pass by the Beis Avodah Zarah, you take a nice sniff, and you have a no from it, you enjoy the no, kuli yam loy pligi the yosser. Then everybody holds the saucer. You have no right to be mechavim to take the no. Who asked you to take a good smell? True, you had to walk down this road, there's no other road to go there, but who gave you the head to take a nice smell? Take a nice smell, that's us according to everybody. And Rashi says, Umiyu, Rashi become a chavon, the scar of the lahonis, because going a reyach shal by the zorah, or yafilu yesh lo libodul. You can't, there's no other road to go. Umiyu, mischavon, Rashi says so, v'chavavu lo lehenis. That means, mischavon here means that you're enjoying it. It's a nice, enjoying smell, and your mama shav hanor from it. You enjoy it. So since you're having hanor from it right now, avada, that's also. You're not allowed to have the enjoyment from it. That is no machlokes on. What about loy efsher? Let's say there's no other road to go down for loy mechavin. And who are there now that you're walking down that the smell comes into your nose? You don't enjoy it. You're not mechavin for the hanor. Like it was up to you, you wouldn't smell it. It's just you can't hold your breath back, so the smell is coming into you. But you're not mechavin. You don't have kavanah. You really don't want to smell it. Is kuliyamo like pligi the shari? In this case, also it's mutter because there's no other road to go down there. So consider that I'm stop taking a walk down this road. Some smell comes into my nose, but I don't want to smell it. Like it's up to me, I wouldn't smell it, and I don't take an extra special sniff. It just comes into me. So that everybody also holds mutter. You're not doing anything wrong. Keep pligi. Where is the machlekes? The efsher where there are two roads to walk down. You could have taken another road that doesn't have the base of Avodah Zarah there. But v'loy mechavin. But now that you're walking down the road of the Avodah Zarah and the smell comes into your nose, you're not mechavin. So if now you're like holding your das, I don't want to smell it, I don't enjoy it. Even though the smell is coming into your mouth, here's the machlokes. In other words, it's loy efsher, you could have went down another road, but now you're not mechavin. The Gemara says like this. The Alib of the Rabbi Yehuda, Alib of the Rabbi Yehuda, Shiti, he holds all over the Yomar. Dovah, Shein, and Meskavin, Osir, that we had by Yisuri Shabbos. even though you're not mischaven to do the yisr, but if you do the yisr, it's osur. The mashal, when you're dragging the chair along on Shabbos on the ground. Now, by dragging the chair along the ground, you're making a charitz. So even though you're not mechaven to make the indentions in the ground, have you all this chay the chay mishum boina, because you did the malach, even though you're not mechaven, still it's osur. So leaving Rabbi Yehuda that says ain't mechaven is osur. Pshit to hear kula yam lepligi the osur. Avad to hear it's osur also. Because talking about its efshar, you could have taken another road. You didn't take the other road, you went down this road. So ma'isa, now that you went down the road near the base of Avodah Zarah, when the smell comes into your mouth, it's called you're doing an avera. Because who asked you to walk down this road? Ah, you're telling me now you're not mechavin. But Yehuda Shita, even though you're not mechavin, it's no p'tur. As long as you're doing a ma'isa avera, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here the ma'isa avera is, who asked you to walk down this road? You should have walked down the other road. So even though you're not mechavim when you're smelling it, but you've used the pshit to its osa. Now where's the machlokes? Abayev Rova, she plagi aliva the Reb Shimon. The machlokes is according to Reb Shimon Shita. And we pass like Reb Shimon, the Yom Reb Shimon holds, Dover Shein the Meskavin Mutter. If you're not mechavim to do the yister and it's not a psikresh, it's mutter. Like you say, you want to drag along the chair. Your kavanah is, you want this chair, it's in the backyard, you want to drag it into your house. So your kavanah is to bring it into the house. While you're dragging along the floor, it makes a charitz, it makes an indention in the ground, it makes a hole in the ground, that's nissa binyan, but I'm not mechavin to make the binyan. But Reb Shimon, that's mutter. So here is some along the Alibu Reb Shimon. The Wat Abaye Reb Shimon. Abaye said, like Reb Shimon, in this case, even though you could have went down another road, but now that you went down the road that has the base of Avodah Zarah there, so what? Since when the smell comes into your nose, you have no kavanah to smell it, but Reb Shimon ain't mechavin is mutter. So in other words, if you have a chair, any efshar would be by a chair. Let's say you have a small chair. There's a small chair in the porch, in the backyard. Now really, if you want to, you can pick up the chair and carry it in the house. That's called efshar. Who asked you now to drag it along the floor and make the indention, make the holes in the ground? You could have picked it up. So what? Still, Abaye learned to Reb Shimon that he has any time you drag the chair along the ground, Adi Yenat Mechavan to make the hole in the ground, even though you could have picked up the chair, it was a small one, and carried it inside, but now that you're dragging it along, still it's mutter. So this is a good case here also. Even though I could have walked down another road, but now that I'm walking down this road that has the base of Avodah Zarah, so what? As long as when the smell comes into my nose, I have no kavana, Abaye holds according to Reb Shimon, that's mutter. For Rav holds no. Ad kan loy kom Reb Shimon. When did Reb Shimon say it's mutter bein mischavin? Elahechad lo yesher. So Rashi speaks out, it means only a heavy chair. Reb Shimon there in Shabbos is talking about you have a heavy chair in your backyard. So the only way you can bring it inside the house is by dragging it. It's too heavy to pick it up. So since the only way you can bring it is by dragging it, so you have to say also it's not a psikreshit. It doesn't have to happen. You'll make a hole in the ground. It could be you won't make a hole, but it could be you will make a hole. So Reb Shimon then says, since you're not mechavim to make the hole, that's where it's mutter. Avol heichad the yesher. So Zakrash Enechnami, lo yitzuya be a small chair in the backyard, according to Reb Shimon, it'd be usa to drag the chair along the ground. Because it's efshar to pick up the chair and don't do any melach at all. Avol heichad the efshar loy. But where it's possible not to do the yisr at all, then Reb Shimon is not matur dovashen mechavim. Here also, since there are two roads to walk down, you could have picked the right road that doesn't have any base of Avodah Zarah, but for Nesvegan you picked to go down the left road that has the base of Avodah Zarah. So the fact you picked the wrong road, that's also according to Reb Shimon, even though you're not Mechavin. Like Rashi says, who was in it to take a chair, a very light chair? Who asked you to drag it? You should have picked it up. Now that you dragged it, it's not also according to Reb Shimon. This is the way Abaye learns pshat. This is one pshat. Ika the army, another lashon is like this. No, the machlekes Abayev Rav is a little bit different. Ika the army, some say like this. Efshar, where you have two roads, you could have went down another road. V'loy mechavin, and you don't have kavana, haino pluktayet of Yehuda Reb Shimon. The second lashon knows no. That's mamash the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and avad we pass along Reb Shimon and mechavin is mutter. So as long as when you go down the road, you're not mechavin, even though you could have done another road, so what? According to Reb Shimon, the Maisa calls the Manina Mechavin, it's mutter. And it was in by Shabbos, that's the way Paskin also, even though it's a small chair, that chair really you could have picked up, but so what? Now that you're dragging that small chair, and you're not Mechavin to make the hole in the ground, it's mutter. So therefore, according everybody holds like that, leave it to Reb Shimon, as long as when the smell comes into your nose, you're not Mechavin to have enough from it, that's called Einim Mechavin, that's mutter. Yeah, lo yefshir. What about there's no two roads? V'loikom echavin, and you didn't have any kavona. In other words, there's only one. You're going to work now, and there's only one road to go down there. And b'shas the smell comes into your nose. You don't want to have. You don't have kavona to enjoy it. It's kuliyam le pliga d'shori. Everybody holds that's mamish the case. The mamish pakoch, like you're an honest. What do you want the guy to do? He doesn't have any kavona, and he can't do anything else. So according to everybody, he's mutter. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes abaye b'rova? The lo yefshir, true. There's no two roads to go down. There's only one road to go down. The lo yefshir. Abu b'kol mechavin, but he has kavona when the smell comes into his nose. He has kavona to enjoy himself here. Now, like this. But Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the Yosef Bosa Kavono, Reb Shimon always says, if totally any Meskavin is mutter, if you're Meskavin, though it's Osir. So now, according to Reb Shimon, Pshit to hear it's Osir. We're talking about now true, it's Loy Efshir. There's no two roads. This is the only road you can go down. But I call upon him, since you're Meskavin now, when the smell comes into the nose, you're enjoying it, you have Kavono to enjoy it, so Pshit let Reb Shimon is Osir. The Iker reason Reb Shimon says Yisurim is Osir is the Meskavin for the Yisur. See, you're mamish mechavin. Who asked you to be mechavin? When the smell comes into your nose, you shouldn't have been mechavin. Now that you're mechavin, you enjoy it, you want enjoyment there, avadir sasa libid Reb Shimon. Even Abaye would be moed the sasa quench Reb Shimon. Kuliyam le pligi the yos. Everybody holds the sasa. No, ki pligi. Where's going to be the machlekes between Abaye and Rovam, alibid Reb Yehuda? It only goes, according to this pshat, this whole machlekes is not megel alocha. Because alocha, we don't pass on Reb Yehuda. But their machlekes, Abaye v'Rova, is only a libur the shitas Reb Yehuda. The machlekes is according to Reb Yehuda, the Yoma, what's Reb Yehuda shita? Loishna mischavin, loishna ene mischavin. That, like Reb Yehuda, he doesn't care whether you're mischavin or not. Because Reb Yehuda, even ene mischavin, is also wasser. So why do we say, according to Reb Yehuda, if you're not mischavin, there's a chilek though. If it's efsher, you have two roads to go down, so then Reb Yehuda holds yichayim. Because since you shouldn't have picked this road, you picked the other road, yichayim. What about if it's Yefshir? There's only one road to go down. And like Reb Yehuda, you're not mechavin to have the Yisr, we said Pshit it's mutter. If there's no two roads, only one road, and you're not mechavin, I'll leave it Reb Yehuda, it's mutter. So Abaye holds of the Zoid Reb Yehuda, even if you're mechavin, still will be mutter. Because according to Reb Yehuda, mechavin and not mechavin don't make enough kamina. The Yikr is totally, is it Efshir or not Efshir? If you have two roads to go down and you pick the choice of the Yisr, that's us according to Reb Yehuda. But if you don't have a choice, you have to go down. So Reb Yehuda, that's mutter way not mechavin. Have to buy like Reb Yehuda, even if you are mechavin, so what? Reb Yehuda doesn't make a difference whether you're mechavin or not mechavin. So once you say when you're not mechavin, it's mutter, have to buy you who are doing when you're mechavin also it's mutter. The Mar says, keep thinking a little of Yehuda. The Yama, loishna mechavin, loishna ene mechavin. But Reb Yehuda, there's no difference whether you have kavon or not. Because even if you don't have kavon, it's sorcerer. But when? Efshir oser. If you have the choice, there are two streets, and you pick the wrong street to go down, that's also. So Marabaya Kabyudis, Abaya says in such a case, where you don't have a choice, there's only one road to go down there, and that road has the base of a Zorah, it's mutter to leave the Abyuda. Even though you're mechavin for the Anor, so what? Yabyuda does not master the mechavin. For Rava says, Abaya, not like that. Rava Amalok, I can't like him, Rabbi Yehuda, Shane, Mechavin,